Good afternoon. I am very happy to present to you some data. The title of my presentation is Sweet Onion, Yield as Affected by Potassium Raise. The question is, we're looking at potassium, which is not, as you probably know, as responsive in many crops compared to other nutrients like nitrogen. But we're interested in looking at potassium for various reasons. Growers apply what we thought could be a high amount. And there is some data in terms of fertilization or how much to apply, and the recommendation is about 85 kilograms per hectare of potassium. But growers apply much more than that. The particular interest in this study was focusing trying to look at the beneficial effects of potassium in a specific aspect of increasing soluble solids content, which is an important aspect for this type of onion, Vidalia. The Vidalia onion is a specialty crop in Georgia characterized by its high soluble solids content and low pungency. It is a variety derived from the yellow Granax, and it is grown in specific counties in the state, and those counties have been established by some legal denomination for production. You can only grow onions that are called Vidalia in certain counties in Georgia. It is an important crop for us, about 160 million per year, and it is grown in about 5,000 hectares. After nitrogen, potassium is the second nutrient in terms of like a micronutrient, the most needed by plants. But as I mentioned before, oftentimes you don't see a clear response of potassium, although in contrast to nitrogen, that you know it's very important in terms of determining the structure of the plant, potassium plays more of a role in the metabolism. It has an important participation in the activity of enzymes such as polyphenol oxidase or starch synthase. And of course, it is also very important for osmoregulation, determining turgor pressure in cells, which allows for plant cell growth and expansion. Under nutrient deficiency, potassium deficiency, plants, as you would expect, show reduced growth, and it may also affect some manifestation of nitrogen deficiencies under reduced potassium. Under excess potassium, oftentimes show luxury consumption. And that's one of the aspects we were suspecting may be going on, since our growers may apply too much potassium. So the objective of this study was looking at different potassium rates and determining the effect on plant growth and bulb yield. We conducted the study in the southern part of the state of Georgia, in Tifton. We grew the plants in raised beds with 6-foot centers. We use a plastic mulch to cover the bed, which is not the most typical way the growers do it. Some growers do, especially the organic growers, use plastic mulch, as you would imagine, as a very good way to control weeds, which in onions can be very detrimental. We use two lines of drip tape. Let me show you the picture, how it goes. That's the bed. You can see four lines of the plants. We transplanted the onion seedlings, and those lines or those rows of onions, we had one drip tape between two rows of plants. It was a randomized complete block study for replications, and we applied a solid amount of about 670 kilograms per hectare of fertilizer 10-10-10. And after transplanting, depending on the treatment, we applied different levels of potassium that went from 50 to 200, and the total amount of nitrogen was 170 kilograms per hectare. What we found is that, if you can see at the pictures with the different levels of potassium, there was no obvious response of potassium going from 50 to 200, plus look very similar in terms of foliage development. In terms of bulb number and bulb year, you can see that if you look at the blue there, what do you call that, dark blue? Yeah, I guess, all right. Yeah, dark blue, there's really no response in terms of yield. And all the bulb number as well as the bulb weight. There was no response to potassium either as marketable year or total yield. That's sort of consistent with this not so obvious response of in terms of the foliage. We were also interested in seeing whether potassium had any effects on certain diseases that are a problem in onion, as well as looking at, as I mentioned before, the soluble solids content. But in terms of some physiological disorders as bolting, which is often a problem, as you can see, bolting went from with an average of about 5-6% the incidence of bolting, no response to potassium. Another disorder, the double bulbs in onion, they did not show response to potassium either. With respect to botrytis is a fungus that can be pretty serious, especially in post-harvest. Well, botrytis did not show a response either to potassium. It's known that potassium can provide certain level of tolerance, or I would say under high potassium conditions, plants oftentimes show more tolerance to disease as well. It was not the case neither with botrytis, neither with sour skin, which is caused by a bacterial pathogen. It's a Pseudomonas. Neither of those pathogens show any significant response to potassium. In the case of sour skin, you can see a slight trend towards increasing sour skin incidence with increasing levels of potassium, but that increasing trend is not significant. The bulb dry weight was another factor we were hoping to see a response with however, if you look at bulb dry weight, it did not show any response to potassium. Soluble solids content show slight increasing trend with increasing levels of potassium. However, again, the response was not significant. So we were kind of disappointed about that, but maybe there is something there and the data may be noisy, possibly, but so far we cannot conclude anything in terms of a response to our soluble solids content. So what can we conclude so far? Well, that yields really, in terms of a weight or number and even weight of individual bulbs, did really not show any response to potassium. The incidences of physiological disorders or pathogenic diseases like botrytis or sour skin and disorders like bolting also were not affected by potassium. As we're seeing, really, potassium was not showing any neither benefit, neither damage to the crop. Bulb dry weight, as mentioned before, and soluble solids also were unaffected by potassium. So in reality, I'm giving you a bunch of negative data. I hope it's not disappointing to you, but sometimes you know that happens in research. So what can we conclude from a more practical, sort of a message here? Well, from our data, a rate of 50 kilograms of potassium was sufficient to presumably cover the needs of the plant. You know, growers, you know, apply much more than that. A colleague in some study done a few years ago suggested using 70 kilograms of potassium. If we calculate the amount of potassium taken up by the plants with the current rates of current yields, It's about 60 to maybe 90 kilograms of potassium per hectare. About 90 kilograms. So we are maybe in the lower range. So even though our data says that with 50 kilograms of potassium, you might have yields that are good enough for the crop, we suggest just to be on the safe side, keep with the same recommendation that Boyhan suggested, about 70 kilos, which is close to what the plants are taking up. It's basically telling us that onions are not very responsive to potassium. I'm not presenting you the data of soil analysis. I need to include that. I mean, we don't have the data yet. But that's something I want to see, how much potassium may have been in the soil before. Our soils are sandy loam. I should have told you that. Sandy loam soils that do not, that have a very low cation exchange capacity. Really, we don't have a lot of potassium, but there may be some. And that residual potassium may explain the lack of response. But still, I think the data suggests that Vidalia onion really is not very responsive to potassium, and growers may have an opportunity to reduce their rates and still keep the same yields. Thank you. Questions?
What was the site history for this location? What were previous crops growing on that site? I'm just trying to figure out if your soil test level of potassium were medium or high or very high before you started this.
Okay, the question is, what crop was there before planting onions? I don't remember, but I can find out. Whether the potassium levels were high, I need to look at the soil data. As I mentioned before, our soils tend to leach a lot of the nutrients because it's mostly sand, but some potassium may remain. And definitely to ask you, that's a good question, and there may be some potassium left that might help us explain this poor response. But I can tell it's probably not too much, but there may be some. Yes?
I just wanted to say that we did a similar study in Rhode Island several years ago with completely different varieties of yellow onions and found the same lack of response.
Okay. Somebody in the audience is mentioning that similar response was observed in Rhode Island with another variety, but also no response with onions. Thank you. Okay. Thank you so much.